the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge. Thus have I heard, once the Blessed One was dwelling in Rajagriha at Vulture Peak Mountain, together with a great gathering of the Sangha of monks and a great gathering of the Sangha of Bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One entered the Samadhi that expresses the Dharma called profound illumination. And at the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, while practicing the profound Prajnaparamita, saw in this way. He saw the five skandhas to be empty of nature. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son or daughter of noble family train who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita?
O Shariputra,
son or daughter of noble family, who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita, should see in this way, seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature. Then is emptiness, emptiness also is form. Emptiness is no other than form, form is no other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, perception, formation, and consciousness are emptiness. Thus, Shariputra, all dharmas are emptiness. There are no characteristics. There is no birth and no cessation. There is no impurity and no purity. There is no decrease and no increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no formation, no consciousness. No eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, ignorance. No eye dhatu up to no mind dhatu, no dhatu of dharmas, no mind dhatu, no ignorance, no end of ignorance, no old age and death, no end of old age and death, no suffering, no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since the Bodhisattvas have no attainment, they abide by means of Prajnaparamita. Since there is no obscuration of mind, there is no fear. They transcend falsity and attain complete nirvana. All the Buddhas of the three times by means of Prajnaparamita fully awakened to unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. Therefore, the great mantra of Prajnaparamita, the mantra of great insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra that calms all suffering should be known as truth, since there is no deception. Prajnaparamita mantra is said in this way, Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisoha. Thus, Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound Prajnaparamita. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and praised Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, saying, good, good, O son of noble family. Thus it is, O son of noble family. Thus it is. One should practice the profound Prajnaparamita just as you have taught, and all the Tathagatas will rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, that whole assembly and the world with its gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Kala jube ne cho dhamma ne ngushe du chu nga yi tu du jen rupa hu la ma yi bu jin zi ne su kan ro zo la sha tse lu. Dajandara Samaraya Teyata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha Papa Gonchu Sumji Gai Nebe Doji Shir Doji Mepa Doji Shiva Doji Dragi Baji Metun Pe Chutanchi Shedin Goyi Soha Kirin Tonja Jeju Shivata Metun Nube Jendan Rewadan Tumba Dunjim Punsun Zodyo
The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers. Dorn with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient living beings enjoy this pure realm. Holy Lamas high, wrap the sky of your Dharma bodies in massive clouds of knowledge and love, and let them pour upon the earth of your disciples as we are ready, a shower of rain, the teachings deep and wide. Yedam Guru Ratna Mandala Kamya Radhayami.
Chidan Zadhi Chidam Da Shanchu Padu Dhani Gyasu Chi Dagi Chinyi Chibhe Zanam Chi Drala Peche Sanje Gyuva Shu Chidan Zadhi Chidam Da Shanchu Padu Dhani Gyasu Chi Dagi Chinyi Chibhe Zanam Chi Rola benji sanje gubaju sanje chedan zaji jonanda janju banu dani jazuji dagi chenye jibe zanamji Rola benji sanje gubaju
Namo laye ganalo danye ge vada name ganadan roa gje dan jadan ba danye dage jeden do
Oya ta Tongshan triggered it back.
Tongshan tine aji mar ba.
So does everybody have the text? Because I just looked around while we were doing prayers. I noticed that everyone doesn't have the text. Do we have more of those over there?
Mambo.
They were given out last time, and so now they're not left. So we have to get some more. We have a lot, and now they're taken.
The Becham and Duke. Okay, so it's not necessary for us to have books today because we can just give an entire teaching on I go for refuge to the Buddha, I go for refuge to the Dharma, and I go for refuge to the Sangha, which the beginning of the text states, Lama, and it begins, I think it says, the Lama Laja Suchiya, the
Sanje Laja Suchiya,
Gendu Laja Suchiya. So the three jewels of refuge. Go for refuge to the three jewels.
Nyebu Toji Tanyu Gune Shadang Shibu Tsuitiris, Nyebu Toji, Tenji To, Nyebu Gundu Shubi To, Nyebu Ladu Bi To, Nyebu Sunji Bi To, Toji. Wati Toji Tang Tungsha Nyi To Tuzi Dhan Duris.
So in this section where we see the refuge, we'll see that we can also include the beginning of an explanation on the four opponent powers. Because the power of the basis refers to the refuge. And the other three opponent powers are the power of regret, the power of commitment, and the power of antidote. So those are the four opponent powers. And we can speak of these four opponent powers relative to acknowledgement of downfalls or confession in this section on refuge because of the power of basis that is already being explained.
다 니에부 도제 드 만다마레스 니에부 도제 드 만다부지 디바 디바 디비 디바 디비 사변 드 신다마레스 니에부 도제 메게 아니 디비 사변 드 치네 아니 코 둥에 둥에지 뉴바들 뉴노 거레스 마르베
The four opponent powers are very similar to fire. In the same way that fire has the ability to burn away a tree and completely eradicate it, the power of the four opponent powers has the ability to eradicate the seeds or the predispositions within our mental continuum that will produce suffering. And when those are eradicated, the suffering will not have to be experienced. So the four opponent powers act as a purification device in the same way that fire burns away wood. The four opponent powers, fire, burns away the seed's potential to produce suffering. So, what is the reason for this confession of downfalls or for this acknowledgement of downfalls? The reason for this is because we know that suffering is an effect and all effects are dependent upon their causes. And we know that misdeeds and so forth are the causal factors for suffering. And by utilizing the acknowledgement of downfalls or confession, we have the ability to purify these negativities so that we do not have to experience these ripening results. So this is the reason for confession or acknowledgement of downfalls. It's in order to purify the causal factors for suffering.
As
all sentient beings wish to have happiness just like we do, we have to find out how to produce that happiness because it is a produced or it is a fruit. So it's necessary for us to examine what the causal factors are for that fruition. So here, at this moment, we have this human basis, which is very important. This human basis we have obtained, but it is very difficult to have and easily lost. We see that at this moment, we haven't been born into the hell realms. We haven't been born into the hungry ghosts. We haven't been born as an animal. We haven't been born into any of the lower realms. So right now, we have this excellent quality of a human basis.
Da yu ta gu tu jo la lu jo yu ta gu de ni chue me sa ge lu ma ta de ba je ba yin na nga chu chu du du ma wo de ni je ma nga zo chue ye sa je yo
ma de So one hasn't been born in a remote region near in a barbaric land. So hasn't been born into a place where there is no dharma presence. So we are not in that position at this moment.
La lu jo yu yu su je ba yin na de ni chue ke me le ge lu da
So the barbarians are those who confused and imbued with wrong views. Their mind is full of wrong views, and there is no one who is pronouncing the truth. There is no one who is pronouncing the truth of the Dharma at that time. And we, at this point, are not born in a place like this. We haven't been born as a long life God. If we were born as a long life God, we would experience for a moment the identity of ourselves as a long life God, and then we would go into a state that was very similar to sleeping for a long period of time, and we would not produce any positive results, and we haven't been born into this position either.
Then
we haven't been born with faulty factors. It's a literal translation. So faulty factors refers to the mental hearing and the seeing and the smelling, touching, tasting, all these various things that we can experience. Being deaf, we haven't been born deaf. We haven't been born blind. We haven't been born with this faulty mind. So we have the ability, because of these powers we possess, to understand this scripture. So at this point, we haven't been born with wrong views, extreme, heinous views which are incorrect, which others have a potential to hold. And at this moment, we don't have these extreme wrong views. So we haven't been, there are these eight negativities that would inhibit our ability to engage in practice, and we haven't been born with any of these eight negativities. And then if we look at another way, we can say that there are five outer qualities and five inner qualities that we possess at this moment, or don't possess at this moment, rather. So this can be explained in this, it can be explained in this fashion as well. So the five qualities, the Nala Gangin Sena, the Nga Adanga.
Tranka Nga Dero.
Tranka Nga.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yine Tranka Ju Yere. Nala
Jen. Jen Tangwe. Nadar.
De Jen.
De Rang.
Rang. Then Sacha Jen Yimba.
Men Yisena, Susu Mere Dua.
Lesso.
Men Yimba.
Lesso.
Yu Yusu Jawa. Ombu Tangwe. Midra.
Lesso.
What is it?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it was completely clear. Because these are the five inner qualities that we're going to speak of. The first is that we were born as a human, so we have this human basis. We haven't been born as another. We were born in a place where there is Dharma flourishing. They were born in a place where the Dharma is prospering. We weren't born with faulty sources or faulty powers, so we weren't born deaf or with any of these impediments. We don't have any kind of immutable karma or any kind of heinous karma that can't be reversed. Our irreversible karma, and we don't. There are those with compassion, I believe, is the literal translation. So those, there are those who support the Dharma present. There are the benefactors and so forth. So we have, we are in a place of these five conditions.
Oh, that Jin Tsangwaya Tujin Adgarizna, Sanji Shun Dance, Sanji Jin Shumas, Shachaman Budan, Jagal Pene, Chusun.
Less so.
ane gabu jene wa tele lojong jene ka mambu yuwa res. Tenpa ne ta te jen ju. Jen shi jene tsa wa wos, jen shir jene tsa wa. Ane sanje chu je gen tsul gabu jene rubu je gen tende yuwa res. Maribay.
Dene ngama ngapa gare.
Ah.
This is, den ngama de ngapa gare. Nangla ngapa.
Le ta ma lo ne la te rwa, ne sanje ki chu la teba yuwa.
Teba yuwa.
Teba.
Ale, teba yuwa. Then the ngama the tape ngapa tape yoba the gender you're in.
He needs to watch. Choose again. So rubu again. Friend, help man. Yeah.
So just a correction on the fifth quality and the inner quality. Rinpoche said the literal is there are those with faith. That's why I was confused before. So there are those with faith. Faith in the Dharma. So the five outer qualities are that Buddha has arrived in the world system. So we are in a world system. Shakyamuni 2,500 years ago came and taught the Dharma. So a Buddha has arrived during our time. The second is there are teachers teaching the Dharma that the Buddha has taught presently. So that is the second. The third is that the teaching exists in the world. So not only did the Buddha arrive and the teachers teach, but the teaching actually exists in the world, the real teaching. And then there are practitioners of the actual teaching, so people who are practicing the teaching. And lastly, there are those with compassion. So that's those benefactors and so forth who support the Dharma. So that's the fifth one. So we have been removed from these, and we currently possess the eight leisures and the ten endowments. So this sutra, we will now get into the 35 Buddhas of Confession, and this is a sutra that was pronounced by the Buddha himself, Shakyamuni Buddha himself. So when we speak of this actual sutra and we speak of it relative to a confession of downfalls and the four opponent powers, we see in the beginning section that the power of basis is exemplified. So in the Lamrim Chemo, or the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, Lama Tsongkhapa included the power of basis and stated that the power of basis was refuge in the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So refuge in the mind that aspires to enlightenment are the power of basis, and that is explained initially in the commentary on the 35 Buddhas. And the Buddha has stated that there is no karma that cannot be purified. Even the five heinous crimes can be purified, so there is nothing that these four opponent powers cannot serve as an antidote to. It's also stated that there are many ways to purify karma. One can meditate upon emptiness, the Tongpa Nigong Dang, the 100-syllable mantra, and so forth. So one can engage in various activities to purify. So any of the deity's name mantras, Buddha's name mantra, can be recited, and this will serve as purification as well. If one builds a new monastery or temple or engages in those activities, this will serve as purification as well. So by reciting the 30 tongchag, the confession of downfalls, one can purify as well.
어제 다디 동샤드근데 보다 보단잖아서 법이 개바지 되셔스 보단잖아서 보다 산지로와 잖아이시 산지이시 피지 배신라마 피지 맨로선 버 산지이시.
So the commentary on this confession of downfalls was written by someone who was called the Buddha Wisdom. That's the translation of his name, who wrote the commentary, Sanjay Yeshe. So this was maybe perhaps one of the Panchen Lamas, possibly. It's not clear whether it is or not, but it's possible. So the pandit called Buddha Wisdom is what we're the title. I mean, excuse me, the author's name is in this particular commentary, but it's not clear if it might just be the Panchen Lama. But the person who wrote this commentary is going to be called Buddha Wisdom. So there are three sections to the 35 Buddhas of Confession of Downfall. So the first section, the Tambo Chik Ni Gangisen Engen Detsna
Tambo Debashabi Chus.
So the first is the confession of misdeeds or acknowledgement of misdeeds section. So this is I said I'm a little sick, please slow down and let's do it one by one. So the confession of misdeeds section is the first section. So if one acknowledges their downfalls, then one produces virtue. So the next is the producing virtue and the dedication. So this is the second section. So the third is the abbreviated meaning of the entire text. So the abbreviated meaning of the confession of downfalls.
Oh yeah, that number then on Debashabi Tunis, Debal Shadon Shibi Tu Kandakan Shower, Debakandes Shower, Debakandem Mabazogures, Dungang Joe, Debat the Mabakandesuars, Chekito, and Jeremy Chiglari, Duden on Haba Lady Juan Nechi, Jun to Toges on Tembajis, and the Jeremy Chiglari, Duden Gosu, and then also Dungam Mandoba Yizan, and the Lady Juan, Debal Shadonji at Shirage, Ketchuris, import.
So it's been stated that it's necessary to practice these four opponent powers to eradicate the causal factors for suffering. It has been stated by Lama Tsongkhapa in the abbreviated stages of the path to enlightenment that one must know what the cause of the suffering is in order to know what to eradicate. So it's necessary to know what the causal factors of suffering are in order to know what to abandon. So we must first, in the initial part of this commentary, it explains suffering and misdeeds and what misdeeds exactly are. So what the nature of misdeeds are and what the meaning of misdeeds is, or the meaning of non-virtuous activities. What is the meaning of non-virtuous activities? So we've gone over these four opponent powers so many times: the power of basis, the power of antidote, the power of commitment, and the power of I'm sorry. Let me try this again. We've gone over these four opponent powers so many times, so we've gone over them in this way, gone over them, explaining them as the beginning being the power of basis, then the power of antidote, then the power of regret, and the power of commitment. So they can be explained in various different ways, and we've explained them many times.
어제 다 담보 가서 라린도 솔 땡지도 쇼고 레그레든데 동샤게 땡지도 동고고 레요 그래서 말이야 땡지도 데 담보를 땡지도 데 땡지도 담보를 땡지도 저루도 세제니들 땡지도 그래서 말이야 저루도 세제 저루도 바지 다 남비 고 말이야 남비 그라운드 말이야 저루도 야부 종소나 남비 그라운드 종버스 안 남비 주야부 종버스 세제 대하고 존나 마야나가라 티바 챔비 취제 그래서 어디서 그 말이야 내지 또 어디인지
So there are many different ways and different orders for these four opponent powers. In this particular Lam Rim in the commentaries, at the beginning we see that the first is the power of basis. Sometimes it's listed in a different order, but the first is power of basis. So the power of basis refers to refuge and bodhicitta. Refuge being the ground or the basis for all of Buddhism, and bodhicitta being the ground or the basis for the great vehicle or the Mahayana. So here, the power of basis are these two things. The power, these two things are the power of basis.
Oje, that ne, tenjukun debashabi chudle, ngasu tongsha nal namu shangchu sembi tongha shabas yo marbe.
Namu.
Nama Shanchu Sembha Tunga Shabha Da Shedri Tuta Tula Mala Jazu Chula 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 Chula
So in the Tibetan text, we'll see it begins with Namo Shanchu Senpa Tungwa Shaba Da Ming Da Shejiwa. Okay, so the Ming is your name. So it begins with Namo means refuge. So
Namo Shatsawa. Rubunji wa kandigwa ji.
Namo Gurube.
Namo Shatsawa. So
the Namo Rinpoche is saying refers to homage in this particular sense. And it also can be refuge. He said that is fine as well, but Rinpoche said homage or prostration. So it's saying I prostrate. I don't have the act. Can somebody give me one of the texts so I'm following the same thing? I don't know. There was one on here before and it's not here anymore. So I was counting on it. So homage to the confession of the Bodhisattva's downfalls. Okay, so here, the Bodhisattva takes 18 root and 46 secondary vows. So if a Bodhisattva is to break any of his or her vows, then he or she must engage in a confession. So this is why it says homage to the confession of the Bodhisattva's downfalls, because the Bodhisattva's downfalls refers to any infraction of the 18 root or 46 secondary vows, and this is a purification for a bodhisattva to practice. So here, this is paying homage to this actual text.
Chimbaga jine diba yinsa rajin ji khanu ma tuwaas. Ko chimbada rajun yinshal diba yodro wa.
That's it.
Ta tene traba dan tu sul chang tong chuk ma rizya juyur wa chang. Wad sanji ki lo ting riz ting ma rizya.
That's it.
Chang tong na ting dang gyung wa. Tungwa sik riz tungwa. Tungwa. Ane traba dan an sul te ginye dan tu sul tungwa ting yodro wa. Ten kye su na tungwa lag riz tungwa. Tungwa sik na kar riz na kwe di nrebu ten ngay sun lu tungwa.
The
genye chang ma tong, you know. Genye chang tong chukum arwa da. Tang chang su, tang su na genye ka tongba ngay rwa. Tal tongwa lukhris. Tongwa sa na kabat tongwa rsa, ngay song lukhris. Shadang ma jay na, ngay song tongwa rsa. Wad lukhris.
So when we speak of negativities, there are various bases for negativities, because there are those who hold fully ordained nuns' vows, fully ordained monks' vows, those who hold householders' vows. And for instance, those things that are in common with those all of those parties is that abandonment of the 10 non-virtues and engagement in the 10 virtuous activities is necessary. So in common, we see with all beings that it's necessary to abandon the 10 non-virtues. And but for instance, it is stated that an ordained person should not use alcoholic beverages or drink alcohol, whereas it isn't stated in those 10 non-virtues. So the basis of the vows for it's important to speak of when we're speaking of what needs to be purified, because certain beings hold other vows, different vows than others. What kind of things need to be purified? Those things which propel one downward. And the meaning of propel one downward is that it will throw one into the lowest realm. So that's the meaning. So it's in a confession of downfalls, the kind of downfalls which will propel one into the lower realms. And those downfalls are different depending on the person who is engaging in action.
Oye, ta deba dan tuwa zu le sha dan jirin ta gre sha dan ji du ten ten ji go ne sha dan jirin sha ju sen chong du dan sen ji go go ina deba ta gre ten ji to zo de sa mar ba.
So when we look at the purification and the removal or removing ourselves from a downfall, it's more literal. If we look at removal of ourselves from a downfall, and we look at the method in which to do so, we see that the first is of the four opponent powers is the power of basis, refuge, and the mind that aspires to enlightenment.
ane nga dibal gabme kharsan dibin double dunge yungre nga diba shagi da min jejewa ane dyta do nga sanje la chosun dogi chul la chosun dogi gande la chosun dogi chos chosya do de tenji to din samar ba.
So here it says I throughout all times. I don't think that the lamala jasuchu buke buik yimba
bei no dyta do
lamala jasuchu sanje la chosun. So here it states, I say your name throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru. I take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. So here it's saying I, so you, I, whoever your name is, you put your name into there. Have throughout all times engaged in various negativities. Here I go for refuge to the Guru, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And first, Rinpoche didn't say Lama Jabsu Chio. So, and in the Tibetan text and the English, it says to the teacher. And Rinpoche said in a tantric context with Guru devotion, it's necessary to pay homage to the teacher. So that's the reason for the injection of the teacher into the text, because if one is looking at it from a tantric perspective, it's necessary to go for refuge to the teacher in guru devotion.
That's sanje la chosu chu la chosu gne la chosu sanje kan de ju war sanje de me ma na mo res ane nyo mo ba da shi de ba sanje pon sin ba res pon pon sin bi ne wa de sha ja mo bu da la so ba tu su ngalo sanje res mar ba me ma na war res mar ba.
So first, we'll see, I take refuge in the Sangha. It's not first in the book, but in the Tibetan it is. I take refuge in the Buddha. So the Buddha should be looked at as a doctor. And why should the Buddha be looked at as a doctor? The Buddha has already eradicated all of the afflictive obstructions and the obstructions to omniscience and has achieved the all-knowing mind. He has abandoned all faults and achieved all good qualities. And so it's he is an appropriate basis to go for refuge to, because he was previously the same and was able to transcend all of his negativities, the same as us, and was able to transcend all of his negativities.
Sanje la jozu chu la jozu chu de da ane men dan da wa ane chu gon ju ngone de go de da la de ni de res go de da la de ni de ane chu gon ju ngone de chu la jozu chis ma be.
So the next is I take refuge in the Dharma. And what is the real refuge? What is the ultimate dharmic refuge? That is the The path and cessation, the truth of path and truth of cessation. So this is the real, actual, ultimate Dharma refuge, and it should be looked at as the medicine. So the next is the I take refuge in the Sangha. And the Sangha truly refers to those Arya beings, the superior beings, those superiors on the path of the superior hearers, the superior solitary realizers, the superior bodhisattvas, and the superior Buddhas. So any of these superiors fall into the category of the Sangha jewel. So it's in order to produce refuge, one has to produce the factors for refuge, because refuge is an effect, it is dependent upon causes. There are two causal factors for refuge, fear and faith. Excuse me. The first is a fear. And what would one be afraid of? It is a recognition of all the different sufferings within the realms. It's a recognition of the suffering of change, the suffering of suffering, the pervasive compounded suffering, the suffering of being separated from pleasure and a meeting with the unpleasant. So one has to endure all of these various types of suffering. So if a fear arises upon recognition of all these types of suffering, and then one has, then the first causal factor for refuge has been produced. And then if one finds a basis of faith and recognizes that the there are beings who have qualities higher than one's own, then the second causal factor of faith is produced. So if one recognizes that these three jewels have higher qualities and have the ability to eradicate this fear, then the second causal factor has been produced. So fear and faith are both necessary to produce refuge. So why is the Buddha an appropriate basis for refuge? The Buddha is an appropriate basis for refuge because he or she has all of the omniscient qualities that one can possess. He has eradicated all of the afflictive obstructions. He has eradicated the obstructions to omniscience, achieved the omniscient mind, and has love and compassion that is without prejudice for all sentient beings. And it's because of this, because of Buddha having the ability, because he has transcended his negativities, and because he has love and compassion for all beings, that he or she is an appropriate basis for our refuge. We can see an example of a dog and a small child. If a small child is scared by a dog and then runs to his or her parents for refuge, then two causal factors in a similar way have been created. The child has fear in the animal and then has faith that his or her parents will save him or her. And this is very similar to the way we go for refuge to the three jewels. So if one just goes for refuge to the Buddha, this will not produce the results. The same way that if one goes to a doctor and just goes for refuge to the doctor but doesn't take the medicine that has been prescribed, then it will not be beneficial. So it's necessary for the practitioner to not only go for refuge, but to practice the Dharma that has been pronounced by the Buddha. And it's only through practicing this Dharma that one can eradicate or abandon the cyclical suffering.
And the Shanju is saying, Abogongina, and Tiba Chamber Druids, or the Sanji Tenshabi, Nathan, the Chudin Yanji was others.
So, if one can have an abandonment of the 10 non virtues and engage in the 10 virtuous activities, then one can, Mikiwa Jupon, then Dendru Ladro,
Dendru Druids,
then
Labasun Yale Abogi, Tabal Druids,
less or less. So if one abandons the 10 non-virtues and engages in the 10 virtuous activities, then one can be born into the higher realms. If one engages in a practice of the 3 higher trainings, then one can create liberation or achieve liberation. If one engages in a practice of the mind that aspires to enlightenment, then one can achieve the state of Buddhahood.
What the jhondo de la danyi gowaris? Yui jhondo dan ribi jhondo sni yowaris.
So there are two types of refuge. There is causal refuge and resultant refuge. Causal refuge is the refuge that we go for instance, to Shakyamuni Buddha, so that in the future we can actually meet with these beings. The resultant refuge is the actual refuge that we take in the Buddha that we become. So the resultant refuge is our enlightenment, the refuge in our Buddhahood.
Da gande sanje la jos chula jos gne la jos da ge sanje ko mo tuba shao nya be tuba chuji wo de sa lun de jo ma de bi jo ru de se ju jo ju sanje sha ja tuba la so sanje la jos chula jos gne la jos jo da la de ne
So when we say, I go for refuge to the Buddha, I go for refuge to the Dharma, I go for refuge to the Sangha, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, that is the resultant refuge that we're speaking of, the Buddhahood that we're wishing to achieve through the refuge. So in the thought to wish to bring all sentient beings to a state of complete Buddhahood, because So when one states that I wish to bring all sentient beings to a state of complete enlightenment, and this is the mind that aspires to enlightenment. This is bodhicitta, and then this will produce the resultant refuge, which is the actual Buddhahood.
So, because
there are two kinds of refuge, even though it isn't explicitly stated, bodhicitta is explained in here. Because of causal refuge and resultant refuge, and the resultant refuge becoming a Buddha in order to free all sentient beings from suffering, so it is inferred that bodhicitta is included in this section because of the two divisions of refuge and the goal or aim of that refuge.
I take it in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. 토벌 주지 레비전 말베 what the digital double was
so it is very similar to the mind that aspires to enlightenment when we state I take refuge in the Buddha and the Dharma and the Sangha may I become a Buddha in order to free all sentient beings
what the senior tanje da so ju ko to ba sha wo nya bi sa lo de chang ro ma be chang ju sen chang ju sen ro wa chang ju sen de de ba yin da ko lo ju ko re ju kan de se jun de ma nga du ju kun sen ji chu da da jin nya ba ji kun sen ji
So in order, when we speak of the resultant refuge is the actual achievement of enlightenment in order to free all sentient beings. And this is the mind that aspires to enlightenment, the desire to become a Buddha, to free all sentient beings from suffering. So because bodhicitta is an effect, it's necessary to explain its causes. So there are two causal lineages for achieving the state of the mind that aspires to enlightenment. The seven-point cause and effect for achieving the mind that aspires to enlightenment and equalizing and exchanging self with others. So the seven-point cause and effect has six causal factors in one effect, the effect being the actual mind that aspires to enlightenment, or the bodhicitta. The first is recognizing that all sentient beings have been our mothers. The second is remembering their kindness. The third is wishing to repay their kindness. The fourth is love through the force of attraction. The fifth is great compassion, and the sixth is the extraordinary attitude. So these six causal factors produce the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So the second lineage, which is called the equalizing and exchanging self with others lineage, refers to the abandonment of the self-cherishing attitude and the recognition of the negativities of the self-cherishing attitude. And this is how one achieves the mind that aspires to enlightenment in order to become a Buddha through the equalizing and exchanging self with others practice.
What So the
beginning of this text explains the power of basis. Even though explicitly bodhicitta is not mentioned, we know that it is because refuge is causal and resultant. And because of the causal and resultant refuge, the resultant refuge must be achieved through the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So it's necessary to include that in this, and then that is how we can explain this through the four opponent powers, beginning with the power of basis. So when we say, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, and I take refuge in the Sangha, we would just look at that and see, oh, there's some sort of refuge. But if we read a commentary and get clarification, we will find that bodhicitta is also included within there. So how can we say that the mind that aspires to enlightenment is explained? It is explained in the resultant refuge, because there is both causal and resultant refuge. So it has been stated that if the Buddha is asked a question by 1,000 different people, he only needs to utter one word and it will answer all of their questions. So it has been stated this, and this is why the Buddha's speech is so special. because of this ability to be understood in all languages by an utterance of one word. And there's a quote that says, the Buddha can be understood in all tongues by uttering a syllable.
Tal matang latang, anna ji ge sinjian dhammada ge dhwa mabatang yue na, anna sanji ge chi de, chi ji ge latang matang tangji lantian nukwa sa, la chukil hai ge tulkun nukwa sa, masu mei ge tulkun nukwa sa, sinjian jenda kurung ge tulkun nukwa sa.
So if there were all different kinds of sentient beings, there were humans and gods and so forth, and they were all asking questions, then one word would answer all of them by the Buddha, and they would understand it in their own language.
Or the name is also Dandigi, Lama Sanjela Jos, Chula Jos, Gandula Jos, Seadege, and the Shanchu Santan, Chandrin Chatan Sugundus.
So here we can see where it says, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha, where we see there are both refuge and bodhicitta included. There, both refuge and bodhicitta are included. I'm not allowed to say where, but I was food poisoned.
Then again, Tibetan language,
So in the beginning, when I was in Tibet and I was a small child, this is the first thing that my teacher went over with me. And there were three of us, all myself and two brothers. One brother was older than me, and one brother was younger than I. We didn't have any more than one book. We only had one text of this Confession of Downfalls. So, and I didn't understand Tibetan language at all, so my teacher sat us down and he would go over this text syllable by syllable. So he would say, na, ma, naro, mo,
namo.
Namo. And that's the way, anyone who doesn't know, that's the way Tibetan language is written out. There's syllables and then things on top of letters, and it's Tibetan language stuff, but na ma naro mo na mo is how you begin to learn to read Tibetan language. So we used to have to go up into the fields and do work, and we had this wooden box that we would carry our text in. So we would go up into the fields and give the animals their food and everything, and then we would look at the texts. And then every day, our teacher would test us on the text. Maybe only three or four words, one or two words initially.
Then more and more.
Then more and more and more. My older brother has very good intelligence. My younger brother was quite stupid. He wasn't able to answer much. Talk much. But myself and my older brother always practiced or studied. So in the morning, I would carry it up. So we used to, that's how I remembered it. So we used to, I have to be careful because I know all these stories, so I have to be careful. So we would have to bring this text up and down the mountain when we would go look after the animals. And I would say, I'm going to carry it. And then he would say, I'm going to carry it. And then we would end up getting into a fight about it. And then we got into such a fight that we broke the box. But we came to the teacher, and teacher didn't get mad at us. He just said, listen, in the morning you carry it, and in the night you carry it. And this calmed the whole situation. I really like that my teacher.
근데 총아 콜 준네 배자 준라 두고 말았다. 이게 칼라 그랬다. 칼라. 르마다 도스가 칼라 그랬어.
배자 요 말.
배자 라 두고 말았다.
So and then other things that our teacher would just recite to us verbally and we would learn it in that fashion that we wouldn't use a text.
주중거든 가서 고수고 말았어. 이상상당도 제 동사도 뭐 비상 들어와. 티바 드진 다 되죠거든.
When we're small, we don't really know what we're doing or why we're doing it. But now I look at it and I realize that I purified so many misdeeds and it's a great thing.
What the name again? Kurung and Yamaral, the Tonsha Sarah and the Hungry. And again, wouldn't do that, the Abuyomas and Nazu and the Hungry.
So, my teacher went over this in its entirety with me, and wouldn't it be good for us to do the same thing, the same way that we did previously? These days, I rejoice in the fact that my teacher has explained this to me. This explanation of the confession of downfalls is very important. Just thinking about it, you're thinking about the in an abbreviated fashion, you're purifying misdeeds. So then we would, when we were smaller, we would study it and then memorize it and analyze it and then understand it more. So I would recite this confession of downfalls three times a day, twice in the morning and once at night. So that is the refuge section. So here, the next is to the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfected, completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate. So here, this is a reference to paying homage to our teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, and it is said that one can purify 10,000 negative eons of karma by reciting this Chi Chi, Kalpa Chi Chi.
10,000
eons of negative karma. So the power of basis is shown here when we say, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, and I take refuge in the Sangha. So we've already gone over the power of basis and seen how it was in the very first section of this text. Okay, so the second section is the power of antidote in this listing. So, Nyepo Gundashupi Dope, power of antidote, is the second opponent power. Today, Rinpoche said, I'm a little sick, so we're going to cut it short and have, I've slept like 5 minutes, so throwing up and all the good things that happen when you have food poisoning. Yeah, yeah. So, if we want to do question and answers, if people have questions, we want to make sure we address those types of things, and then we'll do dedications and so forth, and whatever people would like to do. So why don't we do the prayers and so forth first, and then we can go forward with questions and answers if people wish to do so. And if I run out of the room, pray louder. The fundamental ground of Zajim Bunyin Yujim Indodram Riralin Yinin Enya Yambe bawe jeta jenpa dang gondu zambo de yan de jende de da kunji jesu da do jia ge wa de da dan je ra tu ngo du zom je be je wa dan je ji ngo wa gan la chu tu nga ba de da jen ge we ca wa de kun jang Sambo chi chi ra tu mo wa di Om ri ra we mo we shin yam di Ben dan de wa ma
Father's Day.
Yeah.